if a boy kept on going over to the same girl's house and spending a lot of time with her, like he was seriously interested in her, you'd say that he was
going with her or interested in her?
Any old-fashioned terms for that?
Sparking. That's what you wanted me to say.
Okay.
I just heard old people, you know, call that. That's not, I mean, since I've never heard no young people, anybody from my age on, say that.
They just say going with her.
Oh yeah, or going to see her. Had a date with her, trying to get a date with her, something like that.
And in this case, he would be called her
boyfriend?
Any old-fashioned term for that?
Feller.
Okay. Would you say fella? Or is that a real old-fashioned term, fella? What about, and she would be his
sweetheart?
Okay, is that what you'd say?
Is that what I would say?
Uh-huh.
No, I'd say that was his girlfriend.
Okay. And say if a boy came home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say that he had been doing what? He had been
to see his girlfriend, I guess.
Yeah, if he's got lipstick on his collar, he'd say he'd been
oh, smooching.
Okay. Is that the word you would use now?
I guess so.
Anything else? You say kissing or bussing or
smooching, I guess, okay. Would be good enough.
And if the girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you say she
broke up with him.
And say he asked her to marry him, but she
turned him down.
And you say they were engaged, and all of a sudden she
broke up.
Okay. And but she didn't turn it down. You say they went ahead and got
married.
Any joking ways of saying that?
Got hitched.
Okay. And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom is the
best man.
And the woman that stands up with the bride.
What you call it? I can't even remember. I can't remember.
Did you say waiter or bridesmaid? Or
bridesmaid.
Okay. And you remember a long time ago, after wedding, people in the neighborhood would fire off pistols or ring cowbells, or do you remember hearing
that? Yeah, serenading they call it.
Okay, do you remember what sort of things they would do?
Yeah, I remember one or two occasions that they'd fire off guns and close to the house, you know, and if it was a tin roof house, they'd throw cans or something up on top of it, let it roll off, you know, junk like that. Foolish.
It'd all just be for fun, though.
Yeah.
Tell me about the expressions on up or down or over. Say, if you had been in Miami last week, you'd say, last week I went
to Miami.
Okay.
Or down to Miami.
Okay. What about, say, to Jacksonville? How would you?
Over to Jacksonville.
How do you use those words? Over, down, or up?
Well, if I was going to Atlanta, I'd say I went up to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And down to Miami, it's down, south.
South, yeah.
And over could be Pensacola or Jacksonville, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I know, it could.
And you'd say he doesn't live here, he lives